coffee I had.
Here we go.
Okay, yes, I am pleased with these statistics, which show that as a result of Scottish Government continued investment and our reforms in post-16 education, that, for example, more young people are starting a degree, and crucially, more young people are studying full-time college courses that leads to recognised qualifications that improves a young person's job prospects, and that, of course, is reflected in youth unemployment being at a five-year low. Well, what we know and what is factually correct is that the longer young people spend either in education or training, that actually improves their job prospects. So getting young people into the right types of education provision, you know, substantial college courses that leads to good qualifications, that leads to jobs, is absolutely the right thing to do, not just for the young person concerned, but also for our economy. Yes, I mean, what we know as well, that we now have record levels of student leaving higher education with a qualification or degree, and importantly, that retention and completion rates for college students, particularly those from the more deprived communities, that continues to improve. So we've got more young people going to university and going to college, obtaining qualifications and making their way in the world of work. And that, of course, is demonstrated by the fall in youth unemployment. But, of course, you know, when it comes to young people and getting more young people into work, there is always more to do. And that's what we intend to do as a government with our very focused investment and interventions in education.
Okay.
Yes, I will do. Okay.